Just okay. Give me a smile.
Gino, are you sure we're going the right way?
I've never been lost in my life.
There's only one way out of this chamber, and that's down the pipe.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I am very excited to be talking about 2005's The Descent. This is a movie that premiered at a Sundance Film Festival over 15 years ago. This is one of my favorite horror movies of the last 20 years. This is a movie that Roger Ebert gave 4 out of 4 stars to, and I think deservedly so. So, the plot. I am going to be spoiling this movie quite a bit. So, if you have not seen this movie, definitely listen to this episode, but listen to it after you have seen it. This movie is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. I was able to get a free 2-week trial, so if you do want to check that out, I think that is the way to go. So this is a movie that is directed by Neil Marshall. He did one movie a couple years prior. I want to say it was called Dog Soldiers, and it was a werewolf movie that I've seen that I was all right with. But The Descent is really him becoming the director he was trying to be. This is a movie that takes lots of inspiration from very, very famous horror movies. Probably the most, I would say, being Alien. Definitely takes something from Carrie as well. Roger Ebert in his review mentions a lot of movies. Apocalypse Now. There's one very, very famous scene in this movie in which Sarah's character, I'll break down the plot in a second, in which Sarah's character comes out of this pool of blood, very reminiscent of Apocalypse Now. And a lot of the shots with blood on her face are very reminiscent of Carrie. The claustrophobia you feel in this movie is just like nothing else. Anyway, I'll get into the plot. So there's 3 friends, Sarah, Juno, and Beth, and the movie opens with them whitewater rafting. They finish whitewater rafting, and you get to meet Sarah's husband and Sarah's daughter. And they get in the car, and then there is this terrible car accident, and there is something hinted at, something between Juno's character, so one of Sarah's friends, and Sarah's husband. And that's really what causes this accident. It's very, very brutal. It's a slow-moving accident, but then it's kind of Final Destination-like, just in the way that people are killed in the car. So it's definitely very, very gruesome. And that's what really works for this movie, is the fact that it is so much about trauma. It is so much about Sarah's journey, trying to come back from probably the worst thing that a human could possibly experience, the loss of your husband, the loss of your daughter, and trying to keep those old friendships going through all of that. This movie has multiple layers, and I think one thing it does really, really well is the characters that aren't so important. It doesn't really go in and, like, a lot of horror movies are like, okay, this character is the jock, this character is this character is that. This movie doesn't really do that. This is a movie that really focuses on Sarah's character, and there is the relationship between her, Juno, and Beth, but for the most part, this movie just really focuses on Sarah as a character, and I think it does that extremely well. So, a year after the accident, Sarah decides to reconnect with Juno and reconnect with Beth and reconnect with some of her friends, and they decide that they are going to explore this unexplored cave system. And this ends up being an absolutely awful idea because there is a cave-in, and then they realize that there are creatures that use echolocation, creatures that are hunting them, basically. And so they have to kind of become very animal-like themselves and fight against these creatures. I said I was going to venture into spoiler territory. I'm going to venture into just a little bit. There is some very, very surprising deaths in this. Juno is actually responsible for the death of Beth and tries to cover it up. Sarah ends up finding out about that and seeking a little bit of vengeance herself. And so there's this interplay between all of the characters, but at the same time, they are running from these horrific creatures. The only thing that I would say is maybe a little jarring is the camera work here. The cinematography is absolutely gorgeous, what they are able to do in such low lighting. This movie was filmed primarily in Scotland. They definitely built the sets. It was not filmed in a cave system. So yeah, it is very, very, very well done. And I think the scares are pretty much well earned. There are a couple jump scares here and there. But for the most part, this is kind of just a nonstop thrill ride. If you have not checked out The Descent, I would highly, highly recommend checking it out. I think, like I said, I think it is one of the best horror movies of the last 20 years and definitely, definitely deserves to be seen. So if you like The Descent, they also did make a sequel, which I saw, and it is not nearly as good as the first. And I do want to talk just very, very briefly to The Descent, the ending. There was originally a very, very, very bleak ending, which I'm glad they didn't actually include, because I think the ending that is the one that was chosen by Neil Marshall, I think that actually works out the best. The bleak ending is very twisted and very, it's kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre-esque, I would say. It's just, but after how intense this hour and a half movie is, I don't think that ending would have worked nearly as well. So that's The Descent. Love it. I hadn't seen it in probably about 10 years. Absolutely one of my favorite horror films of all time. If I had to make a list of top 20 horror movies of the last couple of decades or since 2000, it would be in the top five. So check out The Descent if you have not seen it. I will be back tomorrow. I have to look at my list here. What am I talking about tomorrow? The Lodge. This is a movie that critics absolutely loved and audiences did not feel the same way. So I will see how I feel on that one. After that, it's In the Mouth of Madness, and then talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It looks as though Sunday is going to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2. Two films that are very, very tonally different. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow to discuss The Lodge.